Episode 9. Think Outside the Box.
Valerie, I was just about to start looking for you. May I have a word with you in private?
Please tell me that you are getting somewhere with this investigation. It's Thursday already.
Why are you in such a rush?
I'm sick and tired of policing the halls during these alarms. Plus, the elections are next week. It will make me look bad if the alarm goes off during my speech.
Oh, are you running for school president again?
No, but I'll be putting in a good word for one of next year's candidates. Here's a hint. English is not his first language.
Intriguing. Speaking of putting in a good word, did you see a girl named Sue Miller today?
The new girl? She's far too shy. Sue is the last person I'd recommend for school president.
I think you misunderstood me. Sue used you as an alibi today. She said you talked to her just before the fire alarm went off. She also said she got lost. It didn't ring true to me.
Oh, it's true. I tried to point her to the exit, but everyone was already filing back in. Look, I think you're barking up the wrong tree, Detective.
What do you mean by that?
Sue was heading into the library just before the alarm went off. What makes you so sure the prankster is a student from this school?
The school is locked up during school hours. It has to be an inside job, Valerie.
No offense, but not everyone at this school is a student. Maybe it's time to start thinking outside the box, Detective.
You have a good point there. I could use a list of faculty members. Could you help me track down a yearbook?
You bet!